The Plash Mill. Shortly after the Brigger Blair was built, the estate of Blairgowrie was purchased in 1788 by Colonel Allan Macpherson on his return to live in Scotland after working overseas in India. He was very supportive of efforts to increase the profitability of his estate and was persuaded to lease the land on the right bank of the Airick upstream of the bridge to a group of entrepreneurs, including a millwright, Mr. Peter McIntosh. McIntosh dug out a deep channel or lade from the Airick along the mill inch and then constructed a substantial mill in which he installed machinery to spin flax. The water wheel was powered by the diverted waters of the Airick via this lade. The water was also used in an adjacent mill, a smaller building erected by Mr. J. Carmichael, the Plash Mill, a walk mill or fulling mill which was used to clean and thicken yarn. The yarns were soaked in water and beaten by wooden beaters to enable the flax fibres to bind together more easily. There were many such mills in Scotland known as plash mills, a short form of splash, presumably as a result of the watery process of fulling. There's nothing left on the ground of this small mill today.